Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Met Aaron has issued a cold weather warning for later this week. And for more on what we can expect, I'm joined by Evelyn Cusack, Head of Forecasting at Met Aaron. Evelyn, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Tell us, first of all, where this weather is coming from and when it's going to arrive here.
Okay, so the next couple of days, not too bad, just normal average weather. And then on Wednesday night, a so-called cold front is going to move down over Ireland, and that's going to introduce Arctic air. The air mass will be coming directly down from the Arctic, and so that's for down into all of Northern Europe and down over Ireland and the UK as well. And that's going to introduce very cold weather for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next Monday, possibly longer, but we're certainly it'll last out through the weekend and into the early days of next week. So by that, Claire, we have daytime temperatures really close enough to zero, just low single figures at best, and the nighttime temperatures will be gradually dropping down. Now, we're going to get some frost tonight and tomorrow night, but then as the week progresses, as we get into the Arctic air, air temperatures dropping -4, -5, and then ground temperatures maybe -6, -7, that sort of thing.
Okay, so very cold. And is this much colder than you would expect at this time of year?
Well, not much colder, but it is a cold spell. We haven't had these temperatures for 3 years now. So it is, you know, a winter spell, and that's why we've issued that advisory. Okay. And today and tomorrow will be a very, you know, good opportunity for making preparations, maybe around your property or whatever, and getting ready your car, etc. And there's a huge amount of information on winterready.ie. That's WINTERREADY, that's all one word, .ie. And people will get lots of advice. And if you're in town or whatever, drop into the local library or the HSE, and they actually have hard copies, you know, in booklet form. So, but it's freely available, winterready.ie.
So what we're preparing then for icy conditions as opposed to hail and sleet and snow, is that right?
Okay, good question. Well, Wednesday night we will get some precipitation, as we say, with the cold front moving southwards over Ireland. So Donegal likely to get snow on Wednesday night. Northern Ireland, Cavan, Monaghan, maybe parts of Sligo, Leitrim, Mayo, you know, pushing down. But precipitation dying out, so it's unlikely to get down to Dublin or Cork or even Galway. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So over the northern areas, there will definitely be some snow on Wednesday night, and then that will freeze over. Generally, for subsequent nights, not a lot of snow showers. The odd snow flurry is likely, but it looks like it's going to be mainly dry, certainly right through over the weekend. That may change for next week. But the local authorities are well prepared. Actually, we're having a meeting with them all at 3 o'clock today. They started their preparations on Friday, and I believe there's lots of salt around. But Ireland has a huge network of secondary roads and tertiary roads or whatever, and it's, you know, obviously not possible to grit them all. So even though the weather itself would be dry, it's going to be a dry air mass, dew point temperatures -4, that kind of thing. The ground is super saturated. It's quite waterlogged after an exceptionally wet November. It is at this time of year anyway. So you can also get trickles down. The ground is damp. You can get trickles down from the sides of hills, and that will freeze over. So we don't actually need rain or the actual precipitation for the roads to turn icy. Yeah. And that's, I think, what we mean by black ice, when the actual water actually just freezes over. So for the second half of this week and over the weekend, and preparations for journeys, especially off the motorways. I mean, it is very winter spell, and that's why Met Aaron has this advisory out. And we are likely, as we get closer to Thursday and Friday, perhaps be issuing low temperature warnings.
At what point do they come into effect? What's the threshold?
The threshold, well, generally we don't issue warnings before 3 days ahead. Mm-hmm. So really, we'd want widespread ground temperatures of about -4, not just in the odd spot, because we'll get that tonight in places. Otherwise, in a cold spell, we'd have a warning out permanently. But this is for extensive frost right across the country, you know, low temperatures. So that's that sort of thing with icy patches.
Yeah, we need this warning and this advice to prepare more than ever, because we've had such a mild November, yeah. Evelyn. We're just not used to these conditions.
Yeah, and you're, Claire, we've had, like, the last few winters have been very, very mild. So it is going to be a bit of a shock if, you know, with the heating and, you know, people worried about the heating and everything, it really is going to be very... One good thing, though, we think is that there's not going to be a huge amount of wind, you know, because it's due to high pressure. So hopefully, even though certainly there will be some wind chill, temperatures will certainly feel below zero, but there won't be that biting, really bad wind, we think, anyway, hopefully, for the weekend.
Hopefully. And you'll update us as we go, as you say, yes. There may be further warnings as the weather starts to come in.
Yeah, no, there will, Claire, yeah. So the advisory we issued yesterday for sort of a heads up for the week ahead. So the really cold Arctic air is coming in from Wednesday night with that some snow in places. And then for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next Monday, perhaps Tuesday as well, that's when the really cold air will be down over us. So we perhaps will be issuing some warnings on Tuesday and Wednesday, that sort of thing. But we'll keep you in touch and maybe talk to you again.
Great. Well, we look forward to that. But in the meantime, get the car ready, get the property ready, maybe keep an eye on neighbours, animals, if you've animals outside, all of that, Evelyn. We're all getting fair warning.
Yes, and winterready.ie. And no, you're right about the neighbours and with the heating and all that. I mean, I know people are worried. So it really, we're not being alarmist. It will be a very cold spell of weather. So, but doesn't look like a huge amount of snow at this stage. But then next week may be different. So as I said, you know, go to the Met Éireann site and you can actually put in your locality, your town or your village, and you get a forecast for 10 days ahead. Hour by hour. So that's on met.ie and then winterready.ie
and winterready.ie. Evelyn, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk again in the coming days. That's Evelyn Cusack.